News release. Michigan Department of Attorney General. Lansing. As Human Trafficking Awareness Month comes to a close, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is reaffirming her department's commitment to combating human trafficking by highlighting resources available to victims and recognizing the work of Assistant Attorney General Melissa Pelepu, who was recently named Homeland Security Investigations, SHE, 2024 Prosecutor of the Year. Assistant Attorney General named SHE 2024 Prosecutor of the Year. At the second annual Michigan Human Trafficking Commission Roundtable earlier this month, Assistant Attorney General Melissa Pelepu was named SHE 2024 Prosecutor of the Year. The roundtable, hosted by Attorney General Nessel, brought together members of the Department of Attorney General, law enforcement, government partners, and advocacy organizations to discuss their 2025 goals to combat human trafficking. Assistant Attorney General Pelepu's dedication to combating human trafficking has liberated a number of victims from this horrific crime and brought accountability to abusers, Nessel said. Her work within our department and as chair of the Michigan Human Trafficking Commission is making a real difference in our fight to end this illegal trade in our state. Pelepu, an attorney specialist in human trafficking and child abuse, has played a pivotal role in prosecuting human trafficking cases for the department. Her work has been instrumental in the Attorney General's fight against trafficking, including prosecuting individuals in connection to an alleged international human trafficking ring involving commercial sex at illicit massage parlors in Metro Detroit and pursuing charges against three individuals alleged to have labor trafficked a woman brought to the United States from India under the auspices of marriage. Pelepu is also the current chair of the Michigan Human Trafficking Commission. The commission is comprised of 12 members appointed by the governor and includes designees from the Department of Attorney General, the Michigan State Police, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. The mission of the Michigan Human Trafficking Commission, as set forth by the 2014 Human Trafficking Commission Act, includes identifying sources for grants that will assist in examining and countering human trafficking in this state and applying for those grants when appropriate. Funding research programs to determine the extent and nature of human trafficking in Michigan. Providing information and training regarding human trafficking to police officers, prosecutors, court personnel, healthcare providers, social services personnel, other individuals the Commission considers appropriate, collecting and analyzing information regarding human trafficking in Michigan, identifying state and local agencies within Michigan and other states, as well as within the federal government, that are involved with issues relating to human trafficking, and coordinating the dissemination of information regarding human trafficking in Michigan to those agencies. Reviewing existing services available to assist human trafficking victims, including crime victim assistance, healthcare, and legal assistance, and establishing a program to make those victims better aware of the services available to them. Establishing a program to improve public awareness of human trafficking. Reviewing existing state laws and administrative rules relating to human trafficking and making recommendations to the legislature to improve those laws and rules to address human trafficking violations in Michigan. Meetings of the commission are held at the Williams Building in Lansing at 525 W Ottawa Street and are accessible remotely via Microsoft Teams. The Commission invites survivors of human trafficking, advocacy groups, law enforcement partners, and members of the public to join their upcoming meetings from noon to 1 p.m. scheduled for March 10th, May 19th, July 14th, Sept. 22, November 17. Human Trafficking Resources. Human trafficking can take on many forms, including forced labor and sexual exploitation. Labor trafficking is found in many different markets that consumers might not suspect, such as convenience stores, nail salons, massage parlors, farming and agriculture, and restaurants. Those being trafficked often do not even realize they are victims of human trafficking or are not aware of how to get help. Human trafficking victims may exhibit signs of abuse, including bruises, cuts, burns, or scars. Not be in control of their own money or documents, including their driver's license or passport. Avoid eye contact with others and appear fearful of the person they're with. Not be allowed to communicate on their own behalf, and another person may answer all questions on their behalf. Not be from the area or be aware of where they are, or not admit they are victims or ask for help. Victims of human trafficking are those who have identified someone they think may need help can contact the National Human Trafficking Resource Center at 888-373-7888 or text 233-733. This is a national, toll-free hotline that is available to answer calls, texts, and chats from anywhere in the country 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year. All calls are confidential. People who live in the state of Michigan who suspect human trafficking can call 855-MISH-TIP for assistance. Additional information on the Attorney General's Human Trafficking Initiative, including updated state laws prohibiting trafficking, is available on the Attorney General's website.